There was this highly detailed New York Times report this past week. I know you read it. Extraordinary journalism that detailed this February 11th meeting where your prime minister pitched President Trump on bombing Iran. It said the Israeli plan was to kill the Ayatollah, done, cripple Iran's ability to threaten its neighbors, spur a popular uprising in Iran, and then conduct regime change, leaving in place a secular leader. Obviously, all those goals were not achieved. Can you declare an end to the war without achieving that checklist?
First of all of those goals have not been achieved yet. This is a process. This isn't instant soup, number one. Number two, I was in the room at that meeting. Mm-hmm. The journalists who wrote that article were not. And apparently they received the information second, third hand. There's an awful lot in that article which simply isn't true, which is a narrative that's being created. Interesting narrative, but not accurate. So I'd be very careful about quoting from that particular article.
Well, specifically, what did they get wrong? Because they say your intelligence services, the Mossad, argued the Iranian regime would be so weak it could not choke off the Strait of Hormuz. That was wrong.
No, we didn't argue that. We argued the potential that we've got to work towards that. Nothing was presented as a fact that if we do this, this will be the outcome. It's not science. Politics is not science. Military operations are not science. We presented the case that this is what we think should be done. The president makes a decision. This whole thing about the prime minister coming in and dragging the president into this, it's all, you know, for publicity purposes.